This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. California wants to become a leader in renewable energy. The state has committed to some ambitious goals for wind and solar power. Maybe too ambitious. All this week, we'll be following this story in collaboration with our member station KQED. Reporter Lauren Sommer is on the line from San Francisco. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Steve.
So just how ambitious is California being?
Well, pretty ambitious. California has one of the most aggressive goals in the country. Now, there are certainly other states that are at the top of the list for renewable power, too. You have Texas with a lot of wind power. Washington State has a lot of hydropower. But when it comes to adopting some of the newer technologies, and when it comes to just the sheer volume of renewable energy that California is going to need to hit this goal, well, the state is really leading the way.
Well, when you say need to hit the goal, what is the goal?
Well, the longer-term goal is for the utilities to get a third of their electricity from renewable sources by 2020. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's also set a shorter-term goal. That's for 20% renewable power by the end of this year.
I'm just thinking about that. You've got a state that has an economy the size of a good-sized country. Is it really possible for them to have a third of their energy from renewable sources in about a decade?
They're certainly going to try. In terms of this year's goal, though, the state's not quite going to make it. Right now, I think they're going to hit about 18 or 19% by the end of this year. So to hit the longer-term goal, a lot of people have their doubts. The governor doesn't seem fazed, though. He's just as confident as he was when he announced it in 2008.
California is a world leader in protecting the environment and in fighting global warming. And we have done an extraordinary job, not only for California, but also inspiring other states and other nations to do exactly the same.
Of course, California has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to renewable power. In fact, one of the first large-scale wind farms in the country was built just outside the Bay Area at the Altamont Pass. When it started 30 years ago, it wasn't exactly a mainstream idea.
You'd meet somebody and they'd ask you what you do for a living.
That's Larry Barr, who installed the first wind turbine here.
And you say, well, I run a wind plant. What? And you'd explain the whole thing to them, and it all just sort of really, you know.
It's a different story today, though. Renewable energy is booming in the state. This year, California regulators are reviewing twice as many renewable power contracts as last year. And more of those projects are coming online, like this 16-acre solar farm outside of Sacramento a few weeks ago. But the governor has set the bar high with his 33% goal. According to the California Public Utilities Commission, it will require an unprecedented effort, at least a doubling of transmission lines and a doubling of renewable energy, thanks to our growing energy appetite.
I think a lot of people have doubts about whether or not the utilities can do it.
Tom Bottorff is a senior vice president at PG&E, one of the utilities responsible for getting all that renewable power on the grid.
I'm in the camp that believes it is feasible and doable, and we're working very hard to make sure it happens.
He says the company has signed more than 100 contracts with solar, wind, and geothermal developers.
But we're concerned whether all those projects that we've contracted with will actually come online. It's been a tough economy.
In most cases, it's up to developers to find the financing to build solar and wind farms, which has been hard to come by since the economic downturn. They've had some help recently from the federal stimulus funding.
That's been critical, and we're very thankful that those opportunities are available.
Bottorff says the other challenge is California's complex permitting process. Since many solar and wind projects cover hundreds of acres in environmentally sensitive areas, developers must navigate local, state, and federal agencies for permission to build, which can be a tricky process.
I'd probably describe it as painful and torturous and highly complicated.
Michael Picker is the governor's senior advisor for renewable energy facilities.
The reality is each one of the projects that we permit this year will immediately become the largest in the world.
Steve Picker is talking about some of the huge solar farms that are really pushing the envelope here in California. They've run into the most trouble, and that's a problem if California's going to hit its 33% goal.
Lauren Sommer is telling us this week about renewable energy in California, and where are you going to take us tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're going to visit one of those huge solar farms, which, like many other projects, are running into a lot of trouble.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Sommer of member station KQED. And you can find out how your state's plans compare against the rest of the nation at npr.org/science.